pandas that they've fixed our growth, our maturity. You're fixed about the age of 15 for the rest of your life. That's how it seems. I'm not kidding either. That's how people are fixed. The guys are the same. Sports, sports, sports. Till the day they die, they're watching sports. They're watching international corporations that own massive sports teams where guys are paid millions of bucks each per year for throwing or kicking a ball around. Something children do. Something you grow out of as you grow up. And they knew they'd do this because H.G. Wells talked about it a long time ago. Yeah. You see, when they take away your manhood, you only project it through someone else. Someone else who pretends at a weekend to be your tribe and he's fighting someone else. Because in your own life, you have no power at all. And you're putting on that fat gut with all the fast food you eat and the booze you drink. But there you are. Suddenly you see yourself as a warrior for the weekend. What a joke. What a joke. Everyone's been manipulated by science and scientific indoctrination, including their whole psychology. That's a big part of it, the biggest part of it.
Which also is going to be joined with the U.S. Under the Anglo-American establishment, wrote about the kind of culture and the changes of culture over a 100-year period that they would actually design, implement, and bring in. And H.G. Wells talked about it too. He talked about arenas. He says arenas could be put up across the world for sports, for instance. Now, at that time, sports was something that children, school children were into. Adults became adults and got onto adult things. So it was unimaginable at the time that people could actually believe that there was even a need for adult sports and entertainment, never mind having arenas built across the world. But he said we can do this. And voiced basically a sports culture for the males. Using a tribal system, we're all tribal to an extent, that's why we even bother to vote for a tribal leader. This is well understood, that's why we're supplied with these leaders. And because the average man was to become more disengaged from his own destiny, as the expert class arose, it was decided that the males would get their outlet basically. Gradually becoming helpless as males through sports. Therefore, they'd have a tribal team they could identify with. They could cheer them on as they were winning. In their own personal lives, they were getting nowhere. They were getting disenfranchised, in a sense, as experts took over decision-making for them in all kinds of fields. So this was psychology at use, planned before they even implemented the sports. When radio came along, of course, they used that to the maximum. Sports for the men, soaps basically for the women. And then in came television, as I say, with its alpha state, its hypnotic state. And sure enough, around the 1960s, really, 50s and 60s, it took off. It really, really took off. And men became glued on Saturday nights to the sports shows. A culture industry, which is called by its own the culture industry. The Soviet Union had a department called the culture industry. Their actors and directors were called the cultural leaders, because they would, like a computer, people are like computers, all you have to do is keep giving them new updates every so often, and you can change an entire country or a nation or a block of nations who are all getting the same upgrades at the same time along certain paths. Today we call it political correctness. Most people want to belong to their peer group. They want to be the same as everyone else when it comes to opinions. In fact, they judge their own personal sanity by bouncing ideas off their neighbors and friends who will answer back and agree on these same topics in kind. It doesn't matter if the topics or what you're given are facts or utter nonsense, as long as everyone agrees at the same time, you'll say, well, I'm sane, and your friends will all agree because they've had the same information given to them.